Okay, today, Hashem, we're going to continue in the third parak of Maseches Yoma, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud. So we just discussed in Mishnah Ches what he did with the par and the vidui that he said with the par. You also needed two goats as part of his avoda. One of them was brought as a seir la Hashem, and the other one became a seir la Azazel, but they would draw lots to determine which one would be which. So Badlo the Mizrach Hazara Litzfon HaMizbeach. So he went to the eastern part of the Azara, north of the Mizbeach, Haskan Miyamino, the Skan was on his right side, Verosh Beisav Lusmolo, and the Rosh Beisav, meaning the head of that of the family of Kohanim, that whose turn it was that day in the Beis HaMikdash, was on his left, Visham Shnei Seirim, and there were two goats that were standing there in front of Sharni Kanar, by the eastern wall of the Azara. The Kalpi Haisasham Uvashne Gorolos, and there was a box there, and the box had two lots in it, Shel Eshkaro Hayu, the lots were made up of boxwood. Va'asatan ben gamla shel zav, but your Rabbi Shu ben gamla was the Kohen Gadol who made them out of gold as a hidur mitzvah. Va'yimaskirin also l'shvach, and the Chacham said that that was a wonderful thing. That was a wonderful upgrade that he took these these wooden lottery things and instead made them into golden lots. So Mishnah Yud now tells us about Rabbi Shu ben gamla. Mishnah Tes finished with the great shavach of Rav Shu ben Gamla for the upgrade that he introduced. So Mishnah Yud is just going to tell us about some other upgrades that were introduced by people that that were good things. So Ben Katan also Shneimasar Dad Lakir. Ben Katan was a Kohen Gadol who introduced to have 12 faucets in the Kir. Shelo Hayu Lo El Shneim. Originally, it only had 2 faucets, but he wanted the 12 Kohanim who were all involved in carrying the parts of the Karban Tamid to be able to wash their hands and feet all at the same time. Remember, we discussed a couple of parakim ago, or last parak, about how you needed 12 kohanim to bring the different parts of the Karban Tamid up the ramp of the Mizbech. Va'afhu asamuchni l'kiyar. This same Ben Katan made something, a special pulley system to lower the kiyar into a well overnight, so that the water in the kiyar would not become pasal belina. If you leave something out that could have been brought on the Mizbech, like water, meat, or flour in a klisharis, then it becomes kadosh, and it could be subject to psulina because of its kedusha. So water that was left in the kiyar overnight would become pasul overnight. So Ben Katan came up with a great idea. He made like this pulley that lowered the kiyar into a well at the end of the day, so that the water that was in the kiyar would join together with all the water underground, and therefore it was not considered a separate entity anymore. So when the kiyar was pulled back out of the ground, it had new water in it, which was not pasul belina. So that was his idea. That was his contribution. Munbas HaMelech haya osa kol yados hakelim shel yom kippur shel zahav. Munbas HaMelech made all of the handles of the kelim used in the avodas yom kippurim out of gold. These are kelim that themselves couldn't be made out of gold, like knives, because you can't use a golden knife; it wouldn't cut through the animal, but the handles could be made out of gold. Hilni Imo asa nivresha shel zav al pischa shel heichal. Queen Hilni was his mother, and she made a golden menorah and put it at the entrance of the heichal. So it was, and they made it in such a way that when the sunlight hit it every morning, it would like sparkle and it would like radiate. So everyone knew that it was time to say Kriya Shema. So it was like an alarm clock for Kriya Shema. Vafhi asa tavla shel zav sheparsha sota ksuva la. She also made a golden tablet that they wrote the parsha sota on, so that when it was written in the Beis Hamikdash, they could just copy from that golden tablet, and you didn't need to bring a sefer Torah to copy from, meaning they obviously wouldn't erase the golden tablet. They had to. There's only certain parchments and inks that you're allowed to use for the Parsha Sota, right? That's what the Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Zayin teaches about, exactly which parchments and which inks can be used for the Parsha Sota. There's a whole story over there in Masecha Sota, whether kankantum can be used, and was that a good thing to use kankantum, a bad thing to use kankantum? That's a discussion on Daf Chaf, but with a golden tablet was just to have something to base the writing off of. So they would have a perfectly written one on a golden tablet, and they would use that, or engraved on a golden tablet, and they would use that as the basis for which to write the Parsha Sota. Nikonar Nasu Nisim L'dal Sosav, and Nikonar was someone who had doors that were made in, you know, very fancy doors made in Alexandria Shemotraim, and there were great miracles that happened when he schlepped the doors back from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. The Gemara tells the story that there was a terrible storm at sea, and they needed to get some weight off of the boat, so they threw one of the doors overboard, and then they wanted to throw the other door overboard, and he hugged the door and said, "If you're throwing it overboard, you're going to throw me with it." And then the storm stopped because of that, and he was very upset that he allowed the first one to get thrown overboard, but when they arrived in Eretz Yisrael, the first door was like riding under the boat the whole time. So they put those doors on the eastern gate of the of the Beis HaMikdash, and that became known as Shar Nikanor. So Nikanor was the one who had that Mesiris Nefesh. So they would always say something nice about him as being worthy of that praise because of what he did, and not just him, but all the other people that we just mentioned in the Mishnah as well. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Tess, we said that the Kohen would go to the east of the Azara, the north of the Mizbeach, and the Skan was he was flanked on the right by the Skan and on the left by the Rosh Beis Av, and there were two goats there, and there was a box which had two gorellos in it, and originally the gorellos were made out of boxwood, but then Ben Gamla paid for an upgrade to make them out of gold, and everyone thought that was a wonderful idea. And then Mishnah Yud, we said that Ben Katin was the one that introduced 12 faucets for the Kiyar, which initially only had two faucets, and he also introduced a pulley system to lower the Kiyar underground at night so that there wouldn't be a psulina on the water. And then we said Munbaz HaMelech introduced golden handles to Kalim that themselves could not be gold, and his mother Hilni Amalka made a particular type of menorah by the Pesach of the Heichal that would sparkle when the sun rose each morning, as well as a Tavla Shel Zav that they would write the Parsha Sota on. And then we said Nikonor's unique contribution was to bring those fancy doors from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, even a great Mesiris Nefesh of himself. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will conclude the third perek and begin the fourth parak of Maseches Yoma.